testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. The statutes of the rejoicing the heart, the commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey.
Times, and this will not always be regular teaching, but these teachings will come up as I believe the Lord leads and guides, and we're going to call these teachings Discerning the Times. Discerning the Times. And I believe it's very important that the body of Christ is discerning what God is saying in these last days. It's very important as believers that we see, that we're not blinded. Now, we know when the Holy Spirit unveils, when he reveals, sometimes it's not always easy to digest. Sometimes it can, for a period, even offend us. We may not like it. But we know that we cannot run away. We cannot bury our heads in the sand. We have to face the giants that are before us. But I trust that these teachings over a period of time will quicken us and build us up in the faith, that our confession and belief is that we're well able to take the giants of the land. Because we know that we walk by faith and not by sight. And every step that we take as Christians in this life, it's impossible in the natural. It cannot be achieved. It cannot be done. But we know with God all things are possible. And as we look away from the circumstances, as we look away from those giants and the situations that we find ourselves in and the trials that we go through, as we keep our eyes fully fixed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, all things are possible. And that is how we are going to have to walk in these last days. Otherwise, we're going to be consumed with what we see, what we hear, and with unbelief. But the scriptures tell us that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. Discerning the times, and this is the first series in this. And I'm going to base this teaching from the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to be looking at verses 8 to 14. And particularly verse 11. This is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 8 to 14. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. I think this is very applicable to the church in these last days. We have got to awake out of sleep. We're still so much like the darkness. But that is false. That is the devil's lie. Because somehow we tend to think that the darkness is safe. And we can hide in it. But we cannot. For as the times are drawing near to the coming of the Lord, it says quite clearly that God is going to expose. He's going to bring all that is in the darkness out into the light. So why not let us now be blessed and enjoy this light that is to be found in Jesus Christ? And God is merciful and gracious. God has a way when he exposes those things within our lives. He's gentle, he's merciful. He's not condemning like the devil is. And of course the devil tries to work with fear. That is his number one weapon. That is why he holds and paralyzes the world with that. But we have not been saved with such a spirit. There is no fear in the perfect love of God. And I'm trusting and believing that as we begin to expose these things which we want to talk about, that the perfect love of God sets us free. And that is why I'm basing these teachings in this part of Ephesians where we're to walk in that light. And he says in verse 11, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And that is what the body of Christ is to do. God's church is like a beacon. It is a light. It is a warning. It speaks out. But we cannot expose unless we're given revelation. Unless God reveals to us what he wants us to know. And much of this exposure comes through prayer and intercession. Which brings me to the second point in these teachings. That what we're going to give out is for you to take away, whether individually or corporately, to pray, to get into intercession and warfare. Because that is where we break the powers of darkness. We had much teaching, didn't we, a few weeks ago with regard to the whole armour of God in Ephesians 6. We spent our time labouring in the word there, how important it is. And the key to this is through prayer and intercession. That is why Jesus said, my house is a house of prayer. And sadly, this so lacks amongst the saints of God. And that is why we spend time in Ephesians 6 helping you, encouraging you, teaching you how you war in the Spirit. Few Christians understand what it really is to war in the Spirit. And you cannot war unless you know what you're up against. How can you war if you don't see your enemy? How do you know what weapons to use if you are not aware what you're fighting against? And we have been teaching you this for quite some time. So we're taking this a step further now, and I believe the Holy Spirit is going to start to expose the things that we are to war to set a standard against the enemy. And of course we know who that standard is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And we indeed have the Holy Spirit, we're baptized in the Spirit, so that he can teach us, enable us, empower us to be able to effectively rise up in warfare against the powers of darkness. This is why Satan is so afraid of all of this. And this is why he tries to distract you, to cause you to look away or to get involved in other things or whatever it is. He's a master at doing this. But we believe that these teachings over a period of time are going to really begin to expose those powers and principalities which we war against. Satan has a very organized army. And we have to now, in these last days, rise up with the challenge the Holy Spirit is giving to the overcomers. Because the church is failing her warfare. And she has to wake up and be those wise virgins. And the light of God's Spirit will do this. And when God reveals to us by the light of his Spirit these things that he wants us to get in prayer about, he is revealing this for a reason. And we have a responsibility as God's people to be faithful to this. We are, as we've been shown many times, God's spiritual army. He too has an army. And he's training us through his word, through the Holy Spirit. Well, let's look at some more scriptures with regard to this, discerning the times. This is what we're talking about. I want to open up first with the Word of God before I share with you some of those things that I believe we need to discuss and talk about. For example, in Psalm 119, verses 97 to 104, it tells us here, "Oh, how I love your law," or the Word of God. "It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies." There you are. So we are to be wiser than our enemies. Those demonic forces that the enemy, Satan, tries to use. "I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." So in other words, through your precepts, through the leading of the Spirit, through the Word, I get understanding. In other words, it means that I get revelation. That is what he's referring to. "Therefore I hate every false way." You know, an old Christian saint said this: "He that is not zealous against error is not likely to be zealous for truth." I'll give that again. He that is not zealous against error is not likely to be zealous for truth. And we desire that truth, don't we, in the inward parts? Because we know that the truth sets us free. And that is what we believe as we open the Word of God up, that it sets that freedom within our lives and hearts. Hallelujah. Let's turn also to Matthew 16. Matthew chapter 16, verses 2 and 3. He answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, 'It will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening.' Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times." And that, sadly, is a lot of the plight of the Christian church. Is it FGA's problem? We cannot be smug because we're blessed with the Word of God. Because unless we are living this and we are actively involved in this, we likewise are hypocrites. And the hypocrisy is we are not discerning the times. We're not found faithful with this. So these are the warnings that we have to really regard with this. Now the overcomers, we've been shown that there is a spiritual ark that God is building. It's the bride making herself ready. And the Lord has shown that we move into it. And how do we move into it? We get into it through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, through that open door into the deeper life, the deeper walk. Let's turn to Matthew 24. Matthew 24, verses 38 and 39. You know this well. "For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man." But notice Noah, as we know, had revelation. He had heard what God was going to do, built the ark, he and his family, and got into it. And that is the warning for the end time, that we take heed, that we're hearing, and that we make sure that we are in that spiritual ark, so that when judgments come, we rise up above it, just like the ark rose above the judgment, which was, of course, the flooding of water over the whole face of the earth. Horrendous. One can't begin to get one's mind around that, what God done there. And that is why we must be zealous for the truth. Because if we're not zealous for the truth, then we're going to give in to error and compromise and procrastinate. And prayer is the key to discerning. That is what the Holy Spirit gave me loud and clear as I've been before the Lord preparing this. For example, in Luke 21, you know this well. Luke 21, verses 34 to 36, Luke chapter 21. "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape. That is the key. That is what the Holy Spirit is expecting from us. That we are men and women of prayer, both individually and corporately. And that is very, very important. And if we don't fulfill that, then teachings like this will not really do its job. Well, there we are. We've opened up with, I think, very important scriptures here with regard to discerning the times. Now, some of these things that we're going to bring up, we've already been highlighting. We've heard things about what we're going to share and talk about. And please feel free to share if God shows you over the weeks and months, if he shows you certain things that might be important for these teachings, please do feel free to share these with me, because I can only just highlight some of these things. I'm sure that the Holy Spirit, he will give you much more with regard to this than you can see, or you can take away and make studies yourself. And certainly we are to take it before the Lord in prayer and warfare. Well, firstly, I'm going to touch on things that come up in the news. This is one of the reasons why I listen to news, because for me, the Holy Spirit quickens a lot of these things with regard to take before the Lord in prayer, in intercession. We are to be a praying people, because once the church, the overcomers, is removed, when we're taken away, that is the rapture, to put it quite bluntly, all hell will be let loose. And God showed me why we're to pray, to watch and pray, and why we're to get into warfare and intercession as the Holy Spirit leads, because this helps the man-child to develop fully. It's removing those hindrances where the enemy is trying to thwart the bride of Christ making herself ready. We have shown, haven't we, in the analogy of Revelation 12 of the woman with the man-child, where the dragon is. He's closest to this, closest to the woman, trying to interfere. So that tells us something, and that tells us why prayer, intercession, is so important, because he has close access, and God has allowed him that for a reason, to cause us to rise up and take what we hear seriously. And so our watching, our praying is absolutely important for the development, for the full maturity and the rapture of the man-child, which you are a part of. Because as I say, once the church is taken out, it will be like all hell let loose on the earth for the next 7 years, with the coming forth of the Antichrist, making war particularly against the saints and Israel. So that is why it's important for us to understand this. Well, firstly, there's much talk, isn't there, and publicity with regard to social media. Now, we're all familiar with social media. We are on social media. Pal Talk is part of social media. And we use it every day, even as believers. Now, with regard to social media, we all use smartphones. Now, smartphones, we have to be on our guard, because there is one of the strongest demonic forces behind the smartphone, and it's called addiction. Most of the world is addicted to their phones. There is a very strong principality power that is behind it. And we know with regard to social media, phones, computers, that we have such platforms that run Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you could go on. And these are all social medias, aren't they, where we can talk and share and so on, and indeed we do. But all of these things, we have to be on our guard. We have to be men and women who put on the whole armor of God, and we have armor that is secure against this form of media. Because we know that the enemy is using this. This is the enemy's number one tool. And he's holding the world by this. And we know this. You've only got to go out, you've only got to see young people, you've only got to go shopping, and you see people are completely addicted to these things. They're often not aware of what is around them. They're certainly not aware of people they walk past because they're in conversation or they're looking at their screens or whatever it is. You go on public transport or wherever it is, most of their faces are buried in these phones. So, how do we pray and war with regard to this? Because I think very little is ever said about this. You see, there's much in the news with regard to this social media and young people going on them, how they're held, they're bound by it. But you know, the interesting thing about all of this is we hear very little said about parenting with regard to all of this. You see, parents are making excuses that they don't understand the phones, they don't understand computers, they don't understand all the technology. Young people do. Well, yes, they do. But isn't parenting to protect, to guide, to be that example, even with all this technology? Is this not revealing yet again the breakdown that we find in family life? How about restricting your children with the time that they have on their phones? How about telling them no phones at the meal table when we have a meal as a family? No phones when you do your homework. Turn off the TV and let us have some quality time of sharing. Is that not what parenting is to do? And yet here we find parents are looking to the government, looking to other means to try to help bring up their children. Well, what can you do? I can't, they won't listen to me. Well, how about taking the phone away? You see, you don't hear this with regard to all these exposures that are going on with regard to social media. And indeed, there's some terrible things that are to be found. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But I believe parents should restrict the time that their children have on all of these things. They should be actively involved with their children. They should be actively involved in what they're looking at or look at TV, on the television and so forth. And one could just go on with all of this. But you never hear this talked or debated about much, do you? I wonder why. No. This is where we're to pray God's mercy. We should pray and get into warfare, intercession over the family. The family life is being robbed by a lot of this technology. It's altering, it's changing the family life. These are strong demonic powers warring against all of this. But you will not hear this debated, or they will say in actual fact, well, there's very little evidence about all of this. There's very little evidence that it's affecting children's minds or their concentration or whatever it is. You wonder what planet some of these people are on, these psychologists and psychiatrists are on. Of course it is. It doesn't take much discernment to see that this is opening the doors to depression, to these modern 21st century problems that are rising in children. Things that you've never heard of before, they're now suffering with. As young as 5 and 6, children we hear are depressed. The devil knows exactly where to attack in the family unit. And the sad thing is about you find husbands and wives can't agree with this sometimes. And they fall out with regard to the bringing up of their children. You may find one of them wants to put these restrictions and the other one doesn't. And there you find there's an argument. This is why we need to be in warfare. This is why we need to lift the family unit before God and get in prayer and intercession. It's very, very important. Yes, we do speak in tongues. We also war in tongues and in the spirit as well. That is effective warfare, so that we bypass the mind, so the Holy Spirit can be direct to the Spirit, to our spirit, praying through. That is what the baptism of the Spirit is about. That is why speaking in tongues is so important. Hallelujah. Well, secondly, we're slowly seeing a restriction, aren't we, on free speech. And the enemy is subtly using this, where we see there's a lot of abuse online, videos, setting, all of these things. And it is. There's a huge amount of abuse. It's vile, a lot of it, online. Bullying. We see where news is sensationalized. We see where cases in our courts are held up or stopped because this news gets out. We see the fear of litigation. We see we're in an age of where it must be political correctness. There's an attack going on with regard to speech, what we say, what comes out of our mouth. And we know that there are a lot of wrong things, terrible things that go on online. And the tragedy is that because people are held by these things, these strong demons, they can't turn them off, or they can't leave Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. They have to look at it. They have to explore more and more, only getting more offended and upset instead of just turning it off. Because people are weak. They're held by it. You see, one could say, well, if you see all of this bullying and this foul talk, well, turn it off. You don't have to look at it. But you see, that's where the devil has got them. Because this is like taking drugs. It's addictive. And so governments trying to legislate and so on. But the problem is, the subtlety behind it all is, it's trying to come against free speech. And that is where the powers of darkness are working. They're trying to repress these social medias. You see, all of this breeds fear, suspicion, lies. And this is where the enemy holds. He divides. The enemy is trying to censor the web and social media. Now, we need to war against all of this, because this is going to make it harder for the gospel to be preached. This is why I keep saying, praise and thank God in the West that we still have freedom and liberty, that the church hasn't gone underground, that they're trying to censor what we say, what we preach, that we're not being thrown into prison like some of our brothers and sisters are. But the time is getting short. Can you not see how the enemy is trying to use all of this? Governments trying to legislate, and they will say rightly so, but the trouble is we never get the balance. It goes from one extreme to the other. And so demons are trying to use this. Ultimately, what is the goal? To shut our mouths from preaching the gospel. And that is why we need to keep in warfare and come against these demonic forces. You say to me, well, yes, well, what about these things on the web? What about all this social media and everything? We can pray against that without them passing laws. The enemy is trying to censor. You know, with regard to the web, this was brought up the other day, because they're wanting to try to legislate, and they had all these big ideas what they were going to do and hold social media to account. The problem is they never will be able to do it, because the web is exactly what it says. Have you ever looked at a spider's web? It's intricate. You can find no beginning and no end to a web. And that is the nature of the web. So on one side of it, it sounds pretty alarming, and yet on the other side of it, is that not in some way protecting the fact that we can still come on social media today, that I can still preach the gospel and others, because we don't know how much longer we have with this. I know some Christians are being barred from some of these social medias already. It's already happening. It's just a question of time. So we need to be on our guard with all of this. We mustn't forget history, the Holocaust. 6 million Jews were annihilated and the world didn't know. It was hushed up. It looked as though Hitler had got away with it. These demons are active and they're trying to work today. They don't change. Which brings me to the third point with regard to the web. We know that social media can be a blessing. I've already said our meetings. Praise God, we can come online today. We have emails, we have Skype, Paltalk, WhatsApp, all of these social medias that we use. We can communicate. But God is showing us how far we go with it, because it's addictive. There's strong demonic forces behind all of this. The question we need to ask ourselves at times, how many hours a day am I on this? That's the question. So the question I raise is, can the web be controlled? No, I don't believe it can. You can't control the World Wide Web because you can't control all the providers. And if you close down one provider, another opens up. And not only that, but we also see that there is a great increase, I read, in the dark web. More and more people are going onto that as well. So there is its snare, just like the spider's web. And we're finding this year, I've already told you, they're launching 5G. And this year, it's artificial AI intelligence. And I believe God is revealing and showing that this technology is man's idol. And he's bowing down to it. The same as we read in the book of Revelation, where they bow down to the image of the beast. And I believe this is what we're starting to see through all this technology. The world is held by this. These are the strongest demons we have seen in our lifetime, or I believe in history. It's universal. Why is mankind bowing down to this? Children, young children bowing down to this. It's because of what it has to offer. It's addictive. It works with demons of hallucination, control in the mind. And the nature of this, I believe, this beast, is transhumanism. It's to hybridize man. And that's why it's so serious. In nature, I believe the deception, the lie, is to try and restore and bring you back to the first Adam. Well, he is in the first Adam, if he's not to be found in the second Adam. But it's a restoration. It's a restoring. Just as we are being restored, we're in the time of restoration. So Satan always counterfeits what the Holy Spirit is doing. And man, through technology, through research, through drugs, you name it, is trying to attain immortal life. Freedom from disease, sin, a guilty conscience, that he can have dominion on the earth, he can control the earth, He can control the heavens above him. They believe that they're going to colonize Mars pretty soon. They're spending billions and billions on this because they believe Mars can be inhabited. And that's just one program above many others. So, back to the web. It's interesting that potentially the web can be weaponized. We know this because of viruses. And viruses on the web is a huge, huge problem. Because man has created a monster and he can't control it. And they're trying to control these viruses, but there's always a new one coming up. They don't actually know what exists in the system. They don't really have any idea until it manifests or it comes through. And not only that, of course, with the web being weaponized, fraud is a huge, huge problem. So again, that will be used in order to be able to have the mark in your forehead or on your arm. That will deal with fraud and so forth. You can see how the enemy is going to work with all these good ideas. How about the loss of data? We have all this data protection. Is it working? Will it work? I don't believe it will. When you've got viruses, when you've got these hackers who are always one step ahead, so our data is not safe, as they like to let you think. How about the criminal activities that go on, where they disguise themselves and people stupidly give their bank details over and so forth. Ever increasing. You cannot shut this down. You can't shut down every server. And as I said, the dark web is becoming more and more popular. You can buy software now to get onto the dark web. And people like the dark web because you can't be followed. They can't trace your data. So, well, it's very difficult. That's why that is becoming popular. So, brothers and sisters, we need to wake up in the times that we're living. And we certainly need to be free from all of this. We can use it, of course we can. We're using it today. But the Holy Spirit's going to show us how far to go with all of this. Because the demon behind all of this is causing people to worship this. And we're going to see even a greater worship as 5G is going to be launched. And did you know that this year with 5G being launched, they're now going to start to have cars, and you're going to see them on the road. They've even talked about this year, cars where they are driven by the computer. You will not see a driver. Or you'll see somebody sitting in there, but they're not holding the steering wheel. That's going to start. That will soon become the norm. And we've already begun to share with you what is coming out of 5G. I believe the Lord showed me something, and I shared this with a brother the other week who witnessed with me. I believe the last that we'll see with this will be 6G. We're now in 5G, and I believe the last will be 6. And we know that 6 is the number of man. Well, discerning the times. As I've said, this is a These are teachings that are open for all of us, and if you've got anything the Lord shows you or any news that can be useful for our sharing with all of this, for our prayer, our intercession, then do feel free to share this. As I say, I can only reveal what I believe the Lord shows me that is of importance. We can't bury our heads in the sand with all of this. It's all around us. But remember, as I close now, the reason that we are to pray, we're to get into warfare, because this helps the church in her development. This is clearing the way for us to develop as the man-child, to be ready for the coming of the Lord. This is how the bride makes herself ready. And a lot of her making herself ready is our active warfare. Removing these powers of darkness out of our way, because they're a hindrance to us. That's what they are in nature.
Up my eyes to the hills, from whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you not slumber. Oh, neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord, He is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon. Bye.